Today is Thursday, December 5th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. State Senate leaders appoint members to the legislature's budget panel. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein announced the reappointment of ranking member Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee and Senator Kelda Royce of Madison to the Joint Finance Committee. Majority Leader Devin Lemieux appointed Republican Senators Julian Bradley of New Berlin, Romaine Quinn of Cameron, and Rob Staffschult of New Richmond to the JFC. He also reappointed Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green as co-chair, making three straight sessions that Markline will lead Senate Republicans on the 16-member Budget Committee. Starting January 1st, the two organizations, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin, will collaborate for shared pediatric cardiac and adult congenital heart care services. Children's Executive Vice President Scott Turner says that collaboration will allow the two health systems to expand patient access and elevate an already high quality of care. No changes to current provider employment relationships or facility names are expected, and most existing patients will remain with their same providers and clinics. The hospitals announced an initial 10-year agreement with full implementation expected within the first 3 years. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo's Family Birth Suites, has achieved the Cribs for Kids Safe Sleep Certification, an accolade that underscores its commitment to promoting infant safety in the community. As part of this initiative, the Family Birth Suite staff organized a successful diaper drive to benefit local families while educating the community on the importance of safe sleep practices for infants. The diaper drive resulted in the donation of over 1,000 diapers to the AIM Women's Resource Center. This nonprofit pregnancy center, dedicated to serving women and families in Baraboo and surrounding communities, received the diapers along with crucial information on the ABCs of safe sleep: alone, on their back, and in a crib. These guidelines are essential for reducing the risk of sudden infant death syndrome and ensuring the safety and well-being of newborns. For those interested in learning more about the AIM Women's Resource Center and the services they provide, visit aimbaraboo.com. For information about St. Clair's Family Birth Suites and the Safe Sleep Certification, call 608-356-1520. The Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has issued an update on highly pathogenic avian influenza caused by the influenza virus H5N1. In the past 30 days, the USDA National Veterinary Services Laboratories has confirmed the presence of HPAI in 263 dairy herds in two states. No detections of HPAI in Wisconsin cattle, poultry, or wildlife have been detected. Producers should continue to enhance biosecurity and monitor disease in their herds and report herds with unexplained symptoms to DATCAP at 608-224-4872 during business hours or 1-800-943-0003 after hours and weekends. A federal order requires lactating dairy cattle to test negative for influenza A virus at a National Animal Health Laboratory Network lab before interstate movement, and a subset of 30 cows must be tested for groups moving together. Wisconsin requirements call for lactating dairy cattle to test negative for influenza A virus before moving to fairs or exhibits. Human cases of H5N1 have been reported following exposure to dairy cattle. Wisconsin Department of Health Services advises those working with animals to take precautions and wear personal protective equipment per Centers for Disease Control guidance. According to the CDC, the public health risk for H5N1 detections remains low. The Food and Drug Administration and USDA continue to emphasize that commercial milk supply is safe because of the pasteurization process. The USDA is also confident that the meat supply is safe. A preliminary hearing was held Tuesday for 53-year-old Victoria Nahas of Boscobel. Nahas is facing one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm stemming from an altercation with a six-year-old special needs student at Boscobel School on November 5th. According to evidence recorded on a video camera, Nahas inserted herself into an exchange between the student and two other staff members, ultimately slapping the student. During Tuesday's preliminary hearing, probable cause was found and Victoria Nahas will be going to trial. Her next scheduled court appearance is January 29th. If found guilty, Nahas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. The Boscobel School Board accepted Nahas's resignation last month following the incident. Three people were injured in a one-vehicle rollover crash Sunday morning. Richland County deputies were dispatched to the crash on Highway 56 in Forest Township around 8:50. Deputies report the single vehicle was traveling westbound on 56 when it left the roadway and entered into the South Ditch Line before rolling and coming to rest on its roof. One passenger of the vehicle was ejected. The other two occupants were able to remove themselves from the vehicle and flag down a passing motorist for help. The three occupants were Luis Jerez Martinez, 20, Rafael Jerez Martinez, 18, and Mangichel Diaz, 27, all of Richland Center. All three were transported by ambulance to the Richland Hospital for injuries. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was assisted by Vernon County Sheriff's Department deputies, Viola EMS, Richland EMS, and the Richland Fire Department. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary's and St. Paul's Catholic Church in Mineral Point. The second will be from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Department in Dodgeville. A blood drive will also be held Saturday from 8 to noon at Mazomani EMS District 1. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours this Friday. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Staff will be at Dodgeville City Hall Friday from noon to 1 and at Prairie du Chien City Hall from 3 to 4.